Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 19th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, and I'll be reading verses 11 through the end of the chapter. I'm kind of excited about this section of scripture because I believe it is speaking about our Lord Jesus, and I can get kind of down with all of the imagery of Revelation, but here it seems pretty clear that this is speaking about our Lord and his heavenly defeat of the beast. Verse 11. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword, with which he will strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads on the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword coming out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms as we always do. We're going over to Psalm 126. Psalm 126, a song of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. And now let's turn over to the book of Zephaniah. Today we are reading Zephaniah chapter 2. And the title in my Bible says, Judah and Jerusalem judged along with the nations. Gather together, gather yourselves together, you shameful nation, before the decree takes effect and that day passes like a wind-blown chaff, before the Lord's fierce anger comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, You who do what he commands, seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. Woe to you who live by the sea, you Kerethite people. The word of the Lord is against you. Canaan, land of the Philistines, he says, I will destroy you and none will be left. The land by the sea will now become pastures, having wells for shepherds and pens for flocks. That land will belong to the remnant of the people of Judah. There they will find pasture. In the evening they will lie down in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will care for them. He will restore their fortunes. I have heard the insults of Moab and the taunts of the Ammonites, who insulted my people and made threats against their land. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, surely Moab will become like Sodom, the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a place of weeds and salt pits, a wasteland forever. The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit their land. This is what they will get in return for their pride, for insulting and mocking the people of the Lord Almighty. The Lord will be awesome to them when he destroys all the gods of the earth. Distant nations will bow down to him, all of them in their own lands. You Cushites too will be slain by my sword. He will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, leaving Nineveh utterly desolate and dry as the desert. Flocks and herds will lie down there, creatures of every kind. The desert owl and the screech owl will roost in her columns. Their hooting will echo through the windows. Rubble will fill the doorways. The beams of cedar will be exposed. This is the city of revelry that lived in safety. She said to herself, I am the one, and there is none besides me. What a ruin she has become, a lair for wild beast. All who pass by her scoff and shake their fist. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Today in the book of Zephaniah, we see where God's judgment comes on all the nations that surround Judah. And there is this hint of the day when the remnant of people who follow the Lord will find pasture again in these lands. And the fortunes of all of these other lands will be given over to those from Judah. There's a section in verse 3 that I think is applicable to us today. It says, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. And we believe as followers of Christ that we find our righteousness in him, and he calls us to abide in him, to be a humble people, and that on the day of judgment, we will find shelter in him. As we close today, I want to remind you that it is Missions Monday. Sorry, I have a little tickle today. We are praying for the Asian Baptist Graduate Theological Seminary. Now, this seminary offers 8 branches throughout Asia that train students for vocational ministry. As we pray for them, we want to pray that this seminary would be able to sustain ministry throughout the pandemic, and we want to pray for the preparation of the seminarians so that they might go out into a world that needs to hear the good news about Jesus. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the partnerships that you have given us in ministry with people around the world, some that we will never, ever come in contact with, but through the resources that you have provided us and we have given back to the church, you are supportive of your work around the world. And so we pray specifically today for the Asian Baptist Theological Seminary. We pray, Lord, that the seminarians and the professors would be encouraged during this time of pandemic, that this would not shut down class or their work, but that it would go forward even more through Zoom and different means. We pray, Lord, that you would prepare these students, who many of them are going to minister in persecuted places, in places where it is not comfortable to claim Jesus as Lord. We pray for them, Lord, that they would have boldness and protection and peace, and that they would abide with you and you would be ever present to them. Thank you, Lord, for this partnership, and bless our brothers and sisters, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.